back again with another podcast because, well, you know, did you think I was just not going to make any more? I mean, yeah, because most of the things that I do don't end well, and I usually only give it one shot, and then I'm like, yeah, this is my new passion, and I never do it again, so like this if you can relate, because I feel like everybody can. Alright, I'm going to try to make this one a little bit more smooth, because, you know, it's still unscripted. I'm still getting into the rhythm of writing my podcasts and having a tone for them before I actually start, recording. But that's okay, because I think it adds a little bit of character to them, you know, and you kind of get a feel for my personality a little bit. But let's delve into this one. So this one's not so much going to be it'll have some personal moments, but this is not so much supposed to be towards me. This is supposed to be for viewers, or listeners in this case. So in my second podcast, I would like to talk about stuff that I think is relative to everybody. And I'm going to warn you now, there is some spiritual religious talk, which, like, if you don't like that, that's fine. I'm not saying you have to be religious, because, of course, like, you're entitled to whatever opinion or belief you want. I just talk about it in my experiences, but you can definitely, like, take the word God out and change it to a female, or, you can change it to, like, the universe, or science, or whatever it is that you believe in, and just kind of cater that to you however you know, whatever fits you best. So I think this is relatable for most people. I feel like at some point in your life you have an idea of who you want to be or what things you want to do with your life, but maybe not necessarily know how to apply them to your life, or how to get there. It's really easy to say, like, I'm going to school for this, or I want to be this, and maybe it's simpler than that. Maybe it's just you have a feeling of wanting to know who you are, and you have passions, but you don't pursue them the way that you should, or you don't feel like you can get to your passions, and maybe you just feel stuck. So I want to share with you, just because I kind of dealt with this the other day, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I deal with this every day, this endless reach to be something that I'm not yet, or to grasp a concept of who I am, or what I'm gonna be. And I know maybe that sounds really pointless, but a lot of the time, I really don't know who I am. And it's really funny to kind of say that I have an identity crisis when I'm in my 20s. Early 20s, but still. It's like the impending doom. I want to know who I am right now, because every day I'm losing time to find out who I am. And, you know, I don't want to be one of those people that don't know who they are until they're, I don't know, in their late 40s or something. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, just personally, I don't want that to be me. Like, I want to live and prosper right now, because it's taken me up until my 20s to figure out that I want to live, and I want to do things with my life, and I want to be somebody. And that might seem really pointless, but for me, that's a really big statement. So let me get on this. So my boyfriend and I were in Barnes & Noble. He was looking for a particular book, and, you know, we got on the computer and searched it, and went to the section that it was supposed to be in. We even had somebody help us out, and they still couldn't find the book. So while we were in that section, I was, like, squatting down on, like, the lowest shelf, and I was going through the titles, and I found something that, like, really spoke to me, and I started reading it, and it was talking about, like, accepting who you are, and, like, letting all of your flaws come out, and embracing them, and being you, and knowing that, like, what you're looking for is already inside of you. And that's a really powerful statement, because I don't think we realize that. Like, everything that we need, we already have, because we wouldn't be if we didn't have it. And it's like we want to fine-tune ourselves, or we want to change ourselves and create a facade in order to please other people. But to please yourself, you have to really look within yourself and figure out what it is that makes you you. And I know that that's really terrifying, to be honest, because, you know, you're not going to like all of the things that make you you. And you can tweak those things if they're, you know, bad habits or things that aren't going to benefit you in the long run. But I wouldn't say that you should hate on yourself for your flaws, because I feel like they're a very defining characteristic that makes you who you are. So I'm reading this and I'm like, wow, this is really awesome. Like, who would have thought? Like, because I would have never gone to that section, and not unless I was looking for something in particular, like we were. So here's the thing. I stand up, because he's ready to leave, he found something he wanted. I stand up and look straight ahead on the top shelf, and there's the book that we were looking for. And I just thought that that was really ironic. Not ironic, not even ironic, but like, that is the circumstance of life. In my case, I'm going to say God, because that's what I believe in. You can replace it with whatever you feel. But just hear me out here. I feel like we really strive to be something, to look for something, to read between the lines, and to get so complex and make it human, because that's what human is. It's human nature is being complex. Everything is simple, but we have to pick it apart. We have to put it under a microscope. We have to really delve deep and look into it further than what it already is, because we're humans and we want to know why it works that way and what makes it work, why it makes us us. So I feel like as humans, we really want to go our own route. We want to look at all this stuff, and maybe that's not what we're supposed to be doing. You know, maybe what God has in store for us is right in front of us. Or, here's my second theory on this, because I felt both of these things in my heart when this happened. It was just a really big moment, and I know that sounds dumb because it's a book, but it's just really interesting. So my second thing is, what if, you know, this book we're looking for, this title that we have in our hand, what if this is where we're supposed to be, right? But we don't know how to get there. Or this is the answer we're trying to find. This is the treasure at the end of everything. But not being able to find that immediately, and having to go through trials and errors, and having to stumble across something you would never, ever even consider or think about or even acknowledge normally. You have to go through that, experience it, appreciate it, and accept it, and understand that you have to pick up knowledge along the way, before you can be gifted with what God has to give you, or the universe, or whatever it is that you believe in. But you have to go through these things in order to find what you're supposed to find. It's insane. This is such a wild concept to me, because it's so simple, but it's like, we want to read in between the lines instead of just reading the lines on the paper. We always have to find more than what there is. And I just think that this has everything to do with, like, the timing of your life, and this speaks to me on such a personal level. So I know it speaks to somebody else out there, that if you feel down and you feel like you're really not doing shit with your life right now, maybe you're supposed to go through this to end up where you're supposed to be. Maybe you are supposed to hurt. Maybe that boyfriend or girlfriend is supposed to break up with you so that you can get through this. You can grow into somebody new into yourself and really grasp yourself and love yourself in order to find the right person that you're supposed to be with. I mean, think about it. It's everything in life. You have to go through hardships to find the light. You know, and I think it's dumb because all of our social media paints this perfect picture for people and for younger people or older people, whoever it is. You know, they look up to somebody else and say, wow, they're living the life. They're beautiful and they're prospering and they're happy. But you don't know that. All you see is a picture and a face. You don't see what's behind that face. You can't see sadness in somebody's eyes through a picture that they're posing for that's staged. You can't see the bruise marks on somebody's face because they're being abused at home when she put on makeup before she took that photo. You know, we're really good today with putting on a mask and pretending that everything's fine and putting on a facade because it's human nature to want to be liked by somebody else. We want attention. There's so much ego wrapped around it. We want attention, we want to be loved, and we want to be liked, and we want to be in somebody's favor. We want to be complimented, we want to be valuable. And it really breaks my heart that we seek social media out to do this. And the thing that really pisses me off about this even more, tying into my topic, is that, you know, we post all these happy things and all of this, but why don't we do stuff like this, like a podcast? Why don't we talk about stuff that people don't want to talk about, or struggles that everybody goes through? Why can't we post something and be like, hey, you know what, I'm having a really bad day today, and I know that you are too, and I know that you've had bad days, but you know what, that doesn't mean shit, and you can strive, like, from this, you can do great things. This isn't the end-all be-all. It's not. And it's not about being beautiful, and it's not about being this idol to somebody else. It's about being you and being the best person that you can be. It's about going through these hardships in life and finding friends and family and people who love you that will stick by you through them to watch you grow. People that compliment you either in front of you or behind your back and talk about how much they love you and talk about how amazing you are as a person and how much you've grown. And being able to hear those things puts so much in perspective because, you know, you live everyday life out of your perspective. And sometimes it's noticeable, but most of the time you can't tell if you've grown or matured, or gotten more confidence. Like, you can't tell if that shows, really. You know, you only ever see life from your perspective, and you really don't ever get to see it out of somebody else's, and that's terrifying, because for people who really hate themselves, all they ever see is this distorted image, or, you know, they hate their insides, they hate their outsides, they hate their characteristics or their personality, but, you know, you don't ever see the other side of that. So how unfair and judgmental of you is it to feel that way about yourself when you see an entirely different image than everyone else does? We need to be fair on ourselves and not so judgmental. Because for the most part, most people try to keep a judge-free personality, a judge-free characteristic out of everybody else's lives. You know, we try not to judge anybody else, some of us. We try not to judge anybody else or, you know, make assumptions about their appearance or their looks or their personality before we actually get to know them, you know? So why would you do that about yourself? Why are you going to judge yourself when everybody else loves you? And if they don't, screw them. Like, why do people's opinions affect us so much? And why do they matter? I think, personally, and I know this because I've seen it through various best friends of mine, I think the most beautiful that you can be is when you have a bare face and you're not dressed up, you're really bummy, and your hair's a mess, but you're laughing and you're having fun and you're just being like the rawest form of you that you can be. I think that that is absolutely beautiful. And I'm not saying anything because I wear a lot of makeup. I'm trying not to, but like I, you know, adore makeup and makeup looks and anyone who puts on makeup. But I really think it is so brave for people to be able to go out into the world knowing, fearing all of those opinions and choosing to say fuck it and still going out there and not caring what anybody else thinks and just being themselves. And that makes people more beautiful than anything else could ever make them. Now, I'm not saying that's easy, and I'm not saying that that's what I do, because I am still in a stage of my life where I really struggle with my self-image. Not as much as I used to, and it's complicated because it's in an entirely different way than I used to. When I was younger, I used to self-harm, and I used to really, really put myself down, mentally, and it was really destructive. It, I will say, almost killed me. And it, I don't want to say I didn't know any better, because obviously I knew I had enough knowledge not to do that, but I guess I didn't understand how much it was going to hurt me in the long run. And, you know, thinking about that, I don't even know when that started. I don't know when I woke up one day and looked at myself in the mirror and said, I hate you, you're disgusting. But it happened, and once it happened, it never went away. And it was an everyday thing. And I won't go into detail, but a lot of stuff happened. And it, you know, it's permanently affected me, physically or mentally. And, you know, now I'm in a point of my life where I am trying to strive ahead, and I'm trying to really buckle down and figure out who I am, and I'm really trying to get out of these negative mindsets. And now I'm even in a point where I'm trying to get past repressed thoughts or feelings. Let me tell you, ladies and gents, that is not an easy thing to do. I'm figuring out that I have vulnerabilities that I never thought I had. Or, you know, I have past trauma that I need to get past that's really deep that I've literally never thought about or have not thought about in a really long time. But, excuse me, for some reason now that I'm in my 20s, it's really playing a part in my life, and I really need to get my shit together, honestly. And like, I have this energy and this passion to do this, and I want to help people. I mean, I haven't discussed what my major is on here yet. I will either, you know, the end of this video, audio, or, you know, in another podcast. But I want to help people, but it's taken me a stupid long time to realize that I can't help anybody else until I help myself first. And that goes for anybody. You know, you can't be empathetic to other people. You can't help other people until you help yourself first. And that's not selfish. Not at all. And it's taken me a long time to realize that. Goodness, I don't know why I'm yawning so much. But it's just, it's crazy because it's a simple thought, it's a simple action, but it's something that is so prevalent and so needed. It needs to be said. Like, nobody listens to this, and it's one of those things. It's right in front of your face, but you don't think about it enough to understand what it is. or to see it at face value. So on my point of sorry, I have such a hazy memory, it's ridiculous. So on my point about, you know, not loving yourself and stuff, I'm still in the midst of that, and I realize now that I have to really get my shit together, because, like I said, I'm in my early 20s, but time is flying by. And I feel like sometimes I, or, you know, we as people, almost take those things that we know we need to change, and we look at them too closely, or we completely avoid them. And for me, I have trouble with doing one extreme or the other, but not ever meeting in the middle. And I feel like that needs to happen. I need to find some kind of balance and center myself and tackle this stuff. But I don't know. I just feel like there's somebody out there that needs to hear that. There's nothing wrong with not knowing who you are, and there's nothing wrong with having insecurities and doubts, but don't hate on yourself for them. Don't take this the wrong way, because I don't mean don't reach out to people, but don't pity and dwell on those feelings, because I promise you, if you let yourself drown in them, they will kill you, and they will suffocate you. Find something that you love, that you're interested in, even if you don't know what it is. I'm into flow arts, and I'm not great at it. I'm learning every day. Some days I have really good days with it. Some days I feel like I'm the worst. I'm the worst flow artist that there's ever been. But every day that I continue to pick it up, that I continue to play with it, that I continue to do it, that's me making an effort. And an effort is better than no effort. And it goes a long way. If you journal, even if it's something as simple as, I feel sad today, I feel mad today, I feel happy today. If you do that every day for a week or 2 weeks, go look back on it and see a pattern. And when you start to see those patterns line up, that's where you can identify your stuff. And you can realize, oh, hey, like, maybe this needs to change. Or, like, you know, what I'm saying is consistency shows you stuff that you don't see normally. Consistency is what gets you places, no matter what. About a year and a half ago, I started flowing. I literally had no idea what any flow toy was. I had no idea. I didn't know what a hula hoop could be used for besides hula hooping. I didn't know what poi were, or what rope dart was, or what staff was, or begang, or anything. And if you don't know what it is, go look it up, because it's sick. It's really awesome, and it's really meditative, and it's beautiful and unique. And the flow state that you come into is something that's unique to every single person, and it's beautiful. And I'll touch more on it on another video. I keep wanting to say video. Audio podcast. I'm gonna have to figure out what I'm gonna call these. I'll make that a topic for another time. But I had no idea what it was, and I remember specifically wanting to have a calling. I had a lot of talents, but nothing that really fulfilled me deep down in my soul. And I'm still finding it, and it's just like, I get so much energy when I talk about this stuff, because it's my passion and I feel it, but I don't feel like I've reached my potential with my passion yet. So it's constantly this thrive within me. This yearning within me to thrive, to have this, and it's like, I'm like, I can touch it with my fingertips, but it's not yet in my grasp. But every single day that I pursue it, every single day that I ask in my heart what it is that I want, that I flow, or I pick up a new flow toy, in order to get out of my comfort zone, and I try, you know, dance or listen to new music, or I'm just getting in tune with my body and being comfortable with it and really getting out of my comfort zone, because that is the main key. Getting out of my space and my zone and being in a place where I don't know who I am, but I'm enjoying it and I'm loving it and I'm not even thinking about anything. That is who I want to be. And every single time I step out of that shell of who I am, of that comfort, I'm getting a piece closer to who I am. And I'm stepping out, you know, like a caterpillar pretty much. I'm in my cocoon and I'm starting to transform, and eventually there will be a butterfly. I'm not there yet, but I'm so close that I can taste it. And I know it's coming, and I know that it's coming for you guys. So please, don't ever give up on yourself, and don't ever think that you can't do this or that you're not going to be somebody, because I promise you, you are in the right footsteps, you are in the right place right now, and you are on your way. And if you're not, then you need to take a good look at yourself, and you need to change your actions and ask how they're going to add up to who you want to be. I'm sorry if that was intense, but I really feel like it needs to be said, because nobody listens to this kind of stuff. Nobody talks about this kind of stuff. And it's, you know, some people say that, you know, spiritual stuff is just coincidence and stuff. And sure, maybe it is, but I really feel like, you know, it's what you make it. So sure, maybe it's just coincidence, and maybe the little epiphany I had was just, you know, my consciousness talking to me, but I in my heart feel like it was God talking to me, and nobody can take that away from me, and, you know, that's a beautiful thing to have, and I hope that everybody has something like that, no matter what it is. So I'm going to read you a quote. I have this app that I follow, and every day I get something a little bit different. I get multiple quotes a day, but sometimes they're just really what I need to hear, and I'll go ahead and give the name out, because, you know, if you're anything like me, and this isn't sponsored, this is just something that I feel really helps with dealing with, like, anxiety or depression or anything, because it's really easy to get lost in your thoughts, and this pops up at random times of the day, and sometimes it really perks me up, or it gives me insight on something that I'm going through. You know, it's stuff that's vague enough that you can apply it to pretty much any situation. So, the one I got today says, "We all have so much to learn and grow into. It's okay to be exactly who you are today. You're not a finished product." And that is so true. It's, oh my god, it's ridiculous. But see, just something like that, like, you know, you can't let yourself beat yourself up, because you're not a finished product, and, you know, maybe you'll never be a finished product, because you're human, and you learn every day, and you change every day, but while you're aware that you're in the process of becoming yourself, or you're on a path, do not be hard on yourself. You're doing the best that you can, and that's all that you need to do. And if you're not doing the best that you can, if you realize that, then good on you. Good for you for realizing and being aware of what you are or are not doing. And if you're not doing enough, then get your ass up and do it. So that app is called Eternal Sunshine. And I hope that, you know, maybe somebody downloads it and get something out of it, because I get something out of it each day. So thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I really hope that it struck a chord with somebody and that you enjoyed it. I'm trying not to make these that long, but, you know, I rant and they go places. So I hope somebody liked this. If you follow my Instagram, please feel free to let me know what topics you guys would like to hear next on my podcast. I'm going to try to keep this going, you know, not be one of those things that I say I really want to do when I release one or two episodes and then, you know, I completely call it quits and never upload anything again. Because I feel like this has potential, and the first few are going to be kind of rough, but that's fine because that's, you know, that's how life is. You have to get a grip on something and get a feel for it before it goes anywhere. And on that note, I should be getting a microphone within the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'm just using a pair of headphones for right now. But, you know, I'm sure a microphone would actually be better and be better quality. And I'm going to start researching and writing out some topics with some good points for you guys. So I really hope that you're liking the kind of raw podcast for now. Thank you so much. Please listen. Please share with your friends if you think it's worth listening to. And thank you. Good night.